This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China is on the rebound. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. China is reporting that its economy grew 3.2% in the second quarter from the same time last year. That makes it the first major economy to rebound since COVID hit. For comparison, China's economy shrank 6.8% in the first quarter. Our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, joins me now from Shanghai. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sabri.
So what does an economic rebound look like on the streets of Shanghai?
On the surface, it looks like everything is back to normal, except most people are still wearing face masks. Popular shops and restaurants, those that are still open, that is, are full on weekends. But I'm starting to see a number of small shops posting signs looking for someone to take over their lease. So times are a bit tough.
3.2% year over year, that's a big turnaround from the, you know, almost 7% contraction in the first quarter alone. How did China manage that?
Well, it's partly due to the authorities being quite aggressive about containing the coronavirus, of course, after initially dragging their feet. They went from sealing off whole cities and provinces with high infection rates to now doing widespread testing and tracing. For example, there was an outbreak recently in Beijing, and that's what they did. So now what we're seeing are road construction projects, factories churning out more products. But there isn't that much demand for that stuff, especially in the U.S. or Europe. So millions of people are out of work. Officials say unemployment for June still hovers close to 6%.
I mean, well, 6% is far better than, you know, double-digit unemployment rates in the U.S. Does this mean that the U.S. and the rest of the world could rely on Chinese consumers?
Maybe not. That unemployment figure doesn't really account for millions of workers from the countryside who are in the cities and jobless. And unlike the U.S., China's government has not been giving cash handouts to its citizens. People are watching what they spend. So retail sales remain fairly weak, falling 1.8% last month compared to a year earlier.
All right. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak, thank you so much. We are going to get the June retail sales numbers later this morning. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Seguera on what we can expect.
It'll be interesting to see what comes out this morning, because a month ago when we got the numbers for May, they were a pleasant surprise. You don't get many of those these days. Sales jumped by almost 18% when economists were expecting 8%. And clothing sales in particular jumped by 188%, largely because May is when states started to lift their lockdowns. For June, economists also expect sales to go up by about 5%, but these numbers will just be a snapshot of a moment that has now passed. As we know, things have changed dramatically in the past few weeks. COVID cases in most states are growing. In certain places, Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona, they're exploding. And states have started to pause their reopening plans or shut things down again, which means you'd expect retail sales in July to slow down. I'm Mariel Seguera for Marketplace.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers this morning. The FTSE in London is down 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 7-8% range. Dow future down 173 points. And NASDAQ futures are down 1.8%. American Airlines told 25,000 workers they may be furloughed this fall when government aid to the airline industry runs out. This is after last week, United told 36,000 of its employees the same. Airlines say it may take years for air travel to recover.
Mm-hmm. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With widespread unemployment, food insecurity is on the rise. But so is the number of Americans stepping up to help. Sue Carpenter has more.
Deborah Bender lives in Edmonds, Washington, north of Seattle. It's a mixed community of retirees, immigrants, families.
There is a fairly large segment that, you know, are feeling the hardship of not enough food.
So in May, Bender set up a little free pantry. Think Little Free Library, only instead of books, there are
box goods, noodles, sauces.
All of it is donated by community members and used by passersby in need. Jessica McClard started the grassroots movement 4 years ago to help combat food insecurity in her home state of Arkansas.
It's kind of the mini pantries moment.
By her count, there are at least 1,100 Little Free Pantries across the country, set up and maintained by individuals. About a third of them have opened since the pandemic. In 2016, she noticed more Little Free Libraries in her neighborhood and thought anything might go inside.
The fact that even they often look like kitchen cabinets.
She built a wooden box, set it up outside her church, and stocked it with groceries. Now many Little Free Library stewards are also adding pantry items. McClard sanitizes the pantry daily and restocks it a couple times a week.
I'm still amazed that three times out of four when I drive by, there's food in it that I didn't put there.
McClard rarely sees who's using it, which is by design. Anyone can stop by and take what they need when no one's looking. But on a recent visit,
both of the folks who visited were women with young kids.
That tracks with new data from the Brookings Institution. In late April, economics fellow Lauren Bauer surveyed families.
Almost one in five mothers with a child age 12 and under said that their children were not getting enough to eat and they didn't have enough money to buy any more food.
Bauer says now household food insecurity among children has almost quadrupled since 2018. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is interested in how inequality can play out within families. Did the pre-COVID economy fail some members of your family while rewarding others? We would love to hear from you. Email us. You can use the address morningreport@marketplace.org. We'll read them all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.